This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
One of the reasons why we've been having this conversation is I think there is the idea that if the Browns were to bench or to move on from Deshaun, that all of a sudden every demon with this organization was going to be exercised, and it's not. I understand why we want it to be that way. I understand, and I do not judge anyone for saying bench Deshaun Watson. I get it. I get that it's not about these three games. I get that it's not even about the new offense. I get that Deshaun has just become panacea with like, or the panacea of like, nope, it's him. That's the guy. That's the boogeyman. Because it's easier to do that than say, well, but what about the head coach's decision-making at large and how he hired guys, how he's let go of guys, the subtraction of AVP and Bill Callahan and their role in this, Andrew Berry's drafting in general, and how much we should be concerned about that, or why Paul DePodesta's still here and what he does and the Haslams and their role in the leadership and whether they're still too hands-on. And guys, the answer is it's simpler because we don't see all those things. We don't see all the real things with that. The Browns shield a lot of those decisions better than they ever have. And so it allows us to focus more on the on-field, and the on-field with Deshaun simply isn't enough. But I think one of the things we've already lost sight of with the first three games of this season, the obvious answer for goals this season, guys, it's pretty simple. It's go to the damn playoffs and win the Super Bowl. That's clear. But I think the secondary agenda of this season is to get through this season, have Deshaun be healthy enough so that by the end of the season, we can have finally a real conversation about where is this guy? What is the chance of him? Listen, for the last 2 years, people have been saying he's never going to be that guy again. But it's been founded in a sample size that we can't really deal with. Like, nobody in the NFL makes decisions off 10 games when you've got a $230 million investment in a player. Just don't. You need as much information as you can get to make the right decision. That might not be more important than the playoffs right now. At some point this season, it might. And I think when it comes down to it, we want to be all about Deshaun because that makes us feel better about the gambit we've made supporting the Browns with him as the quarterback. And we want this to be about Deshaun so that this offseason, if you can move on from him, well, the Browns are going to be fixed. Because sports fandom is about hope. Unfortunately, the reality is this is 50-50 down the line. 50% of this is the baggage that Deshaun brought. 50% of this is I think Deshaun is a bit stubborn and I think he's insulated now in a way that I don't ever remember hearing him being in Houston. And I think Deshaun his faith, his confidence is shaken. I do. I think specific to this year, I think he's skittish behind this offensive line because he knows if he doesn't get the ball out right away, if he doesn't make the perfect play right away, he's going to get his ass beat. And he's probably going to make a bad play. That's a lot of pressure to get through. But again, that is Deshaun's cross to bear. The 50% with the Browns are who they hired as offensive coordinator, what the hell's going on at offensive line without Bill Callahan. It is Kevin Stefanski's individual in-game decisions, and I bashed him for it yesterday. I'm not going to do it again, but it's third and one with Jameis, keeping the offense on the field, and then fourth and one RPO for Deshaun, which was as mind-numbing of a result of three straight decisions as you can make. And you can extrapolate that across the whole game. It is 50-50. And when we get to whose fault is it the last 3 years, that's still 50-50. And there's a lot of stubbornness on both sides. I don't know that this is the most kumbaya of all marriages. That's me guessing, not me reporting anything. We want it to be about Deshaun because that's easy. But if we really want to be the Ravens or the Steelers, easy ain't the way you fix this thing. The Browns tried to do the easy thing, right, with Baker. Well, it's Baker's fault that we're not on par with the Ravens and Steelers. Learn your lesson. Life gives them to you. I don't know about you guys. Life has kicked my ass 1,000 times over. And just when I think I've got it, my ass cannot be kicked from any other direction. It is fully covered. It is bubble wrapped. All of a sudden, there's a foot coming out of a direction as if I was like shadow boxing Jackie Chan. The lessons are there if you'd like to learn them. Same thing applies in football. Same thing applies with running a football team. 216-474-0092. Who's failing who? To me, it's yes. It is. One is Deshaun is failing the Browns, and the Browns have failed Deshaun. And the only way you move forward together is if you both stop failing each other. And if you both humble each other just a little bit here. Let's go with Scott. Scott, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, first of all, for people out there who say coaching doesn't matter, it does. Callahan has proved that. Our offensive line would not look like this if Callahan were here. He had a guy working out in the parking lot one time before a game, and the guy was serviceable during the offensive lineman was serviceable during the game. Coaching matters. Number two, Deshaun Watson is not a bad, bad quarterback. It could be the system. You know, one of the quarterbacks that could work in anybody's system and successfully throw the ball would be Dan Marino. You take Joe Montana out of the West Coast offense, I don't think we're talking about him today. Okay, so it's the system. Also, I think Deshaun is not in the right system. And now, like you said, he has happy feet. Is he looking down the field or is he looking at the offensive line to see if they're going to hold up? But the reason the fans are so upset, I think, above anything, was Deshaun had a lackluster season last year, except against when he got hurt against the Ravens in the second half and was remarkable. And then a guy comes in that hadn't played and shows us what the offense would look like for a drop back passer, not an offense what it would look like for Deshaun Watson. I think it's the system, man.
So there's a lot here, and I appreciate the call, buddy. I do think right now they're caught between two ideals, which is running some of the bigger concepts. And I don't think this is necessarily about Kevin being stubborn. I think it might be Kevin trying to protect his quarterback. I think it's Kevin trying to deal with the reality the offensive line is playing as bad as I recall a veteran offensive line playing in Cleveland. I've seen untalented lines play poorly, but those are good names up front, and they're just not getting the job done in one way or another. They're not doing the necessities either of communication. And I think some of that is they are trying to sprinkle in so that the team can get used to and get adapted to an offense that fits Deshaun better. So I do think there's an element of these first couple weeks that there is catch 22. I cannot absolve this team of not playing together enough or at points looking like they are wounded or shocked or you want to call them front runners, whatever. But when it comes to that, I am sympathetic to that. I do like that to me is why the bail on the offense doesn't work. I don't think they've been able to unveil the actual offense.